name is Doug Wilder. This week, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the duties and responsibilities for staff members, but mainly how to be a better staffer and how you can kind of avoid getting that label of being the rude or mean staffer that a lot of attendees sometimes seem to think of staff members. If you've seen some of our convention reports and some of our year review episodes, you've seen that one of the things that sticks out to us is when a staff member doesn't really pay attention, is rude to us, or is otherwise something. And
we see everybody seated, but we don't see anybody standing outside. There's nobody sitting against the wall. So we're like, oh, this is good. And we go to get in, and we're pushed out by the staffer.
Yeah, she was closing the door in our face while there were seats being saved for us by our friends inside, and we kept trying to tell her, and like he was one of the volunteers for the previous event with the same people, so he had like special standing in the room, and she just would not listen, and she pushed that, like physically pushed us back very loudly, talking over us, yeah, not like, wanting, not having any of our explanations.
No, doesn't like, want to hear anything we have to say. It's like, nope, whatever you have to say, not good enough, you're out.
And yeah, because I was like saving the seats for you guys, and like I was like trying to signal to her, and she wasn't even...
And Ashley was there and had saved seats.
I got so upset I left. I'm like, I'm done.
We were at a Doctor Who photo shoot, and it wasn't just everybody please stand against the wall, or just please stand against the wall. It was angry yelling.
Red-faced guy. And we were a big group, and we, you know, were a little cumbersome to deal with, which could raise some blood pressures, but you have to keep yourself in check.
As you can see from those friends, or probably your own personal examples, one negative staffer can really sour your experience at a convention. So we're going to talk a little bit about how you can avoid those pitfalls and some of the habits you should get into to become a little bit better. So first off, I'm going to say that remember your duties. And when I say that is that you got to remember you're there to help put on a really fun event for a couple thousand, whatever number of people that are there because they want to see your event. They want to have a good time. They want to enjoy themselves. And a lot of times people look at taking on a staff job as just an excuse to get a free badge to the event. And no matter what your position, you do have work that you've agreed to do, and you do have to remember your commitment. But beyond that, some of the duties may have to be things that you have to do year-round, not just during the event. So look into, make sure you understand the duties that you have before you sign on and things like that. But on the same token, take pride in your work. Remember that people come to your event because they want to have a good time, and you're part of that. You're putting on a fun event. You're part of something bigger that's going to hopefully give people a lot of good memories and have a lot of fun time. So don't just dismiss it or blow it off. Take pride in it. And if you do that, I think you'll really start to see a lot more enjoyment out of what you're doing. But by the same token, one of the things that we say about, you know, taking on the work, especially if you're either a department head or maybe even senior leadership for a con, especially for senior leadership for a convention, one of the things to remember, and once again, this is both pre-con and during the event, is delegate, delegate, delegate. You don't want to put too much strain on yourself, but you also don't want to put too much strain on other people. Part of what gives people kind of really short fuses and kind of gets them really grumpy during a convention, and you know, we talk about sometimes staff members kind of break, is it's because they're overworked. And that's something that you need to do, is recognize that you need to delegate, give a task to other people. But also, you know, while we say take pride in your work, don't be have so much pride that you're afraid to ask for help. Sometimes people don't even know that you're overworked until you say, hey, can someone else take care of this while I got to do this other thing? And again, it does help you keep sane at the convention. Another way to kind of make sure you stay sane is making sure you take breaks during the convention. If you're not on duty, do something else. Make sure you get to enjoy the con too, even if it's just for a little while. For example, I've been a staff member for Anime Boston since 2004, and I volunteered the first year before that. But one of the things I always do is I submit a couple panels that I would like to present at the convention. And that's something, so to make sure that I have at least one thing that I'm doing at the convention. That's my time. Staff members I work with know that I'm unavailable during that time. And it gives me a chance to relax, have some of my own fun. But there's other ways to do it, too. You can always make sure that you take a... if you have a break, go take a walk through the dealer's room. See what there is to see. Walk through Artist Alley. Anything like that. And just make sure you have some time for you during the event and that you're not working the entire time. And also related to breaks is something we mention again and again for everyone going to a convention, and this is especially true, even more so for staff members, which is to hydrate, eat, and sleep properly. We talk about the 5-2-1 rule, which is a minimum of 5 hours of sleep every day, a minimum of 2 meals every day, and a minimum of 1 shower every day. And again, this is something for everyone going to a convention, but especially as a staff member, you need to keep your energy up. You need to make sure you're taking care of your body. And it amazes me sometimes. Even I get into the zone of I'm working so hard and I don't realize how tired I am until I sit down, take a break, and have like my lunch, have my dinner, or something like that. And just all of a sudden, you know, I realize how hungry I was and that I was starting to kind of lose focus because I hadn't taken a break. So is there something like that? Next on the list, if someone has a problem, and this is an attendee, make sure you actually listen to them and listen to what their concern is. It's very easy to fall into the trap of assuming you know what their issue is. Are they, you know, we always talk about kind of the staff members that are like, oh, yeah, it's that way, pointing off in the direction before they even heard what your problem concern is. And actively listen to people because they may have something that's not what you're expecting and, you know, you just sent them in the completely wrong direction or you just come off as very dismissive. And it only takes a couple seconds to say, listen to what they have to say and say, oh, you need to find, you know, whatever room. Okay, let me look at the map. Oh, it's this thing like that. And really, again, listen and don't fall into the trap of kind of having a canned response, you know. Give everyone just a couple seconds of your time and you'd be surprised how much more engaged people will be that you actually listen to them. And that's just another thing that's very simple to do. Another thing that's a very easy trap to fall into is kind of forgetting to watch your tone. And it's again, this is everyone gets stressed and everything like that. Or say you're a security staffer and you have to move an entire line of people from one side of the room to the other so they're not blocking a fire exit. That's an example of something that happens a lot. Things like that. A really important thing there is that you can use a loud, firm voice that everyone's going to hear you, but you don't want to be screaming at them. And this is something, you know, you can just practice learning how to talk, you know, loudly, without screaming. It's, you know, you can do this before the con. But, you know, especially if you're like addressing a line of people and something, this is a really fun chance to kind of flex your creativity and have a little fun. You know, it's also a great way to just kind of get people excited. If you know they're in line for a certain event, like, oh, who's here for the masquerade? Who's here for this the Funimation panel? Things like that. And you're going to engage these people and get them excited and you're going to get their attention because you're being kind and still getting their attention. I was talking to one of the friends of the podcast, Charles Dunbar, about this sort of thing, and he was saying that some of the best staffers he's met in his time doing conventions, and he's done a lot of them, the best staffers are the ones who treat him like a friend. And this is something I would have to agree with, is if someone feels like you're having a connection with them, and being friendly, being approachable, you're going to want to work with them so much more and everything like that. And it's another thing that's really just practice and being patient and things like that. And if you notice you're getting a little stressed, taking a moment to just catch your breath, maybe you go take a moment to get a glass of water or something like that, or even just step outside for 5 minutes, just get some fresh air. You'd be surprised how much just getting fresh air can help you as a staff member, kind of revitalize you a little. Another thing we also mentioned is that you should always kind of communicate with other departments year-round. This is where things like staff forums, or if you have a private Facebook group for just staff members of the convention, little things like that. I still think web forums are the best way to do this, but there's different ways too. And, you know, talk with your departments that you know you're going to be working with, see what their needs are, let them know what your needs are, and see what you can do to help each other, and also share information. Share information. I can't emphasize that enough amongst your staff. So many times I've seen conventions that departments don't talk to each other, and so when something goes wrong, it just turns into a blame game instead of putting your heads together and saying, okay, how can we fix this? How can we do this? Instead of, you know, throwing each other under the bus. And it's something that really helps. And you don't notice it when it's, always notice it when it does happen from an attendee perspective, but you definitely notice it when people, departments aren't talking to each other. Something like this is very helpful because, say an attendee comes to you with a question, you don't know the answer, that's okay. It is okay to say you don't know the answer. But at the same time, what does help is being able to know who does have the answer. And something like knowing where the info desk is will be extremely helpful. Things like that. Or if you just say, well, this isn't the thing I do, but hey, Jim over there, he handles that sort of thing. And point people in the right direction. And if you have a moment, take them to the person, work with them and everything like that. And this is another kind of way to just kind of engage people, is if you take someone to the staffer and explain to the staffer what the issue is, then they're not repeating the same thing over and over again. So again, it's a very easy thing. Just build a connection, talk with other departments, and work things. And this is, again, something that happens year-round, not just during the event. If you're a new staff member, especially get to know kind of the either staff-only forums or whatever people use, because this is a way to learn more about the convention. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Even if someone tells you flat out, oh, we don't do it this way because X, Y, and Z, don't be afraid to ask, because that's going to help you become a better staffer as you learn to be more knowledge and get better acquainted with the ins and outs of the event. And this is another thing that happens with people who staff multiple conventions that are run by different organizations. Not everyone has the same approach to different things. So this is where you don't want to assume that everyone's going to do it this way or that they have to do it this way, because no one has the perfect formula. Everyone's always finding different ways to improve it and things like that. So just get to know it, your staff, if you're new, and see what's going on. And don't be afraid to ask questions. And it's a way to show that you're interested in helping the event, and gets to know how it gets you known to other staff members as someone who wants to help more. Finally, I'm just going to say, listen to and encourage feedback from all attendees. Again, I can't emphasize this enough. Listen to it. And this is not just during the convention or the feedback session. This is all year around, because people, especially if you're on like a Facebook page or something, maybe not jump to answer it, especially if it's not your department, but look at what the questions are being asked. If you're on site though, listening to people and seeing what they're asking about or what they're suggesting. And the key there is not to just kind of get into an argument, because you may know exactly why your convention doesn't do a certain thing that they're suggesting, but you don't want to say immediately dismiss them like, oh, we don't do this because of this and the other, because then it sounds like you're getting into an argument. And what you need to do is just kind of take what they say, listen very keenly. Maybe if you have like a notepad handy, kind of write it down. Even if you're not going to use it immediately, just write it down. So the attendee will actually look at it and see that you're caring enough to make a note of this and not just trying to commit it to memory. And because some cons have often said that some of their best improvements have come from listening to attendee feedback and things like that, and some ideas they never even thought of, but they said, you know, attendee brought it up and said, you know, why don't you do this? And they kind of took a step back and said, yeah, why don't we do that? And it's a great way to give, once again, create that community that shows that you're listening into people and are very interested to it. And even if you know an idea can't work, again, just give people a few minutes to listen to. And that's going to help you. So remember, take breaks, take care of yourself, listen to attendees, communicate with other departments, and be patient. And above all, even though you're there to do a job, you can still have fun too. And the thing I always say about staffing is you get to have a different brand of fun. All right. If you have any other thoughts on how to be a better staffer or on any other convention-related things, be sure to send us an email at podcast@animecons.com. You can also look us up on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, Tumblr, whatever social media we're out there. Please send us your feedback and your comments. We love to hear back from you guys. All right, we'll see you next week.